This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The Davos Group, they put out a report in February saying we're going to use COVID-19 to lock down the economy, bring in global digital tracking apps on everybody's phones, shut down all small businesses, and starve the third world to death, lower carbon emissions. They call it the Great Reset. February, this looks like the big reset that Davos has been calling for to shut down the world economy and consolidate power for them. Criminals love to brag, and they love to lay out their battle plans. And why would we sit here and not take them for their word for it when they've carried out every damn thing they've set out to carry out? Now, a lot of times they're behind schedule. A lot of times what they do falls apart. But you know what? They are trying to execute their plan, as you can see. And they are doing a lot of acceleration of it right now because they're behind.
We need nothing short of a paradigm shift, one that inspires action at revolutionary levels and pace. We simply cannot waste any more time. The only limit is our willingness to act. And the time to act is now.
They just hope that the public doesn't catch on to this and that they can continue to move forward. But they know the public is catching on to them, and so is Congress, and so are different sections of different corporate areas around the world. But when it comes to exposing their plan to confuse and derail the election,
she uses money, and he's one of many people. He's not the only one who works for her. He was talking to his opponents and other people, saying that, you know, here we are. You know, he was just boosting, you know.
He said, I have 300, and he had them in his hand. Got it right here.
Like a cash. Like cash. So, question, have you ever asked yourself, how did he get them?
Yeah, how did he get them?
You just don't go. And, like, I was looking at them, and they were not filled. They were blank.
Right. They were, some were open.
Yeah. In envelopes still.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots?
Yeah, yeah, we do.
People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar and other candidates work for them.
The 80 million of them getting sent to dead dogs and dead cats and dead people, and now they're finding them in ditches and finding them in waste paper baskets and finding them in dumpsters.
The U.S. Postal Service just dropped the ball here.
Tino Pena says somewhere between here and Texas are the Palm Beach County ballots of her father and son. Ballots that she sent to them as they visit family this month and were sent back to her last week. Tracking info says the envelope did get here to the postal distribution facility in West Palm, but it never got to Royal Palm Beach for delivery.
They couldn't really explain what happened. The delivery supervisor looked everything up. She saw the label was properly made out to return back here to my address. But for some reason in the system, it scanned a Texas Houston address.
5,842 absentee ballots cast in Dallas County were counted, but not included in the total number of votes. The Secretary of State's office discovered the issue. Newly elected Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm admits mistakes were made.
The U.S. Attorney issued a statement saying 9 mail-in ballots from military members were found discarded. 7 were cast for President Trump. 2 had been resealed. It's not known which candidate those ballots favored.
And so President Trump has to level with the American people about the Democrat plan for what I call 79 days of hell. 79 days in another brazen attempt, just like the Russia hoax, to claim that the election of Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States, the first time and the second time is illegitimate. They know they're losing. Mr. President, you have the Podesta war game that even the New York Times reported on that they can't deny, where they say we're going to contest it because we know we're going to lose. and then we try to hold it up to Inauguration Day and hope the military takes out Trump. Those are quotes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's September 29th. It's game time. The national debate, the first presidential debate. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, across the United States and the world, it's the day we've all been waiting for. Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, 34 days out from the election, 113 days out from the inauguration. As we cruise towards the globalist contesting of the election, we plunge the country into civil war and martial law. In their own words, they hope to trigger a military coup. But the people of America and the world understand how high the stakes are if the U.S. falls to tyranny. And we are overcoming the AI censorship, the leftist bullies in the streets, the bullies in the universities, and the job place in the churches, the mountains, the hills, the valleys, the lakes, the oceans. And the awakening is massive, and humanity is coming together more than humanity is being divided. That's why the deep state's trying to divide us, but they are failing. We're going to be live. We've been live since 8 a.m. this morning with David Knight, doing a great job with his weekday morning transmission, the David Knight Show. Then I come on. I'm your host, Alex Jones, 11 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. Then the War Room for 3 hours, Owen Schroyer. And then, of course, we have Election Countdown 7 to 9. Well, it all combines together today. The last hour of Owen's show today will be countdown to the debate. But from 6 to probably midnight, we're going to be live here for several hours before, covering what's coming up with the debate, looking at all the issues, taking your calls. And then at 8 p.m. Central, that's 9 p.m. Eastern, it kicks off for an hour and a half. And we have our reporters also on the ground in Cleveland, Ohio. They'll be joining us later in this 3 hours, but they'll also be joining us live in the aftermath of the debate and also before the debate from the ground in Cleveland, Ohio. So look forward to that coming up today. And again, I'll say this. We have on this syndicated radio show that I've been doing for 24 years in this slot, to 3 p.m. Over 1 million people conservatively tuning in one way or another every hour. That's a very conservative number. Some days we've had 20 million tune into a show. Usually it's about 4 million. And then later more tune in to watch video clips and things. And sometimes it's huge. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we might get a couple hundred thousand people that watch the archive. Sometimes it might be 5 million. It's really what is most important, who the guests are, what unfolds. But when you get excited and you take the live links from man.video and 2020electioncenter.com and infowars.com/show of the live feed of the debate, that is the same feed that's going out now. And when you share that and others share it, it causes a chain reaction. And we had on the video streams alone IP addresses that came through 86 million plus thousands, like 86.4 million different IP addresses that were real IP addresses, not hack attacks. We have devices and things that can tell what that is.
for cybersecurity. We blocked those. 86 million people clicked on the InfoWars video feeds and audio feeds in the week of the election 4 years ago. Number one political show in the world. And that's when Hillary and the New World Order and the deep state went completely ape, because if they wouldn't have followed the lawsuits and engaged all the censorship and done all the things, we would have continued to absolutely clean their clocks. But the good news is, when we get a chance, when you get a chance to be heard and to speak up and to stand up and take action, you win. Because InfoWars is not Alex Jones. Sure, I might be part of the body that's InfoWars, but it's all the listeners, it's all the viewers, it's the radio stations, it's the sponsors, it's the guests, it's the crew, it's all of us as one battering ram of truth taking on the globalist. And that's why when you call in and thank me on air, you're really thanking yourself for taking action. And that's why I appreciate your support, but thanking me for trying to survive, thanking me for trying to come up for air against the satanic force, fighting me for just wanting to have justice and be with you in the future. Well, I better damn well be doing this. It's not a heroic act to take on these Satanists. It is default survival. Somebody tries to rob you. Somebody tries to mug you. They're going to rob the next person. They might kill the next person. You got a responsibility to take that gun away from them and to kill them. Not because you want to hurt somebody, but once you get them on the ground, go ahead and kick them in the throat. Get that problem out of the way. And stop letting evil grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Go ahead and thump them a few extra times right in the temple and send them home to mommy. Because it's been our sitting here putting up with all this tyranny so long and rolling over to it that has gotten us in this position. It's time to take out the trash. We're doing it peacefully. We're doing it with information warfare and with the truth. But sure as hell, if the enemy's able to steal this election, kill Trump, set off a nuke, God knows what, they're behind it, and they pay, and that's critical. Lying down has gotten us where we are. Everything successful cultures have had, and America has had, was fought for. Every inch of it. And we've been living off what other people did for a long time, and now that reality's coming home to roost. So let me tell you what we got today. Just as a clock starts at midnight and goes through back to noon and then back to midnight again, we knew that it was a Chi-Com psyop 8 months ago. The question is it a deadly virus or is it not deadly or is it overblown? But the whole psyop, we were right about that. For the digital currency, for the worldwide control, for the banning of cash, for UN world government, for the tracking apps, for the martial law, for the pretext to arrest people and disappear them, for the pretext of forced inoculations, and boom, Australia has announced it in the same day the UK announced it in Parliament, forced inoculations to get on an airplane, to have a job, to go to a pub, to have dinner, to go to the grocery store, for your children to go to school. And they're telling you it's whatever the UN recommends, whatever Bill Gates says. You got people literally escaping with bed sheets out of high windows of COVID-19 lockdown centers in New Zealand. And here's some of the headlines. The new normal, InfoWars.com. Videos coming up. Member of Parliament urges mandatory coronavirus vaccination to be allowed to travel. And, of course, an ID proving it, which will be used for the total tracking control. Meanwhile, they're hyping, oh, the new wave is here. Because they've massively all signed into law. Trump did it as well. So did Boris Johnson. So did the EU. Tripling of the already 12, 13, 14, 15, some cases 20 times the testing they were doing previously. Well, now they're going to massively increase that, and then they're faulty tests. So everybody's got corona. They're not dying. The death rate's super low, but just showing positive is enough to disappear you forever. Oh, Europe got it wrong. They didn't lock down long enough. It's back. All a hoax. Monkey see, monkey do to make Trump look bad. So we keep the economy locked down so communist China wins. and now the documents have come out that indeed Communist China is bragging about all of that and knows exactly what they've done was to shut down the United States economy. So the Chinese economy and the Microsofts and the Amazons and the Googles and those that are allied with the Chinese slave goods, the Walmart, only they can stay open. They're essential. You're non-essential. And then as your jobs go away, now you're going to be on welfare too. And now the system can dictate to you to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And now Tucker Carlson's put out a report showing all the Democrats caught in bus stations and train stations and air stations not wearing masks because they're the royalty. They don't have to. They're God. You think Dianne Feinstein, almost 90 years old, a prime candidate for COVID, you think she's scared? No, she doesn't wear one. Didn't wear one on an airplane because she knows it's a fraud. She's a known Chinese agent on record. She's winning. You're losing because you bought into the fear. I'm Alex Jones. Live coverage of the debate starts now.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Of their operation. The good news is every tyranny formed against humanity has always failed because humanity always wakes up 2 minutes to midnight and rallies and overthrows the tyrants. And we're beginning to see that same paradigm unfold right now. So when I come to you with absolutely devastatingly scary news, it's because I think you're a leader. And I think you understand this is only going to get worse if we go along with it. And I understand that you deserve the truth. And you deserve to know the big picture. So let's lay it out right now. The average person projects their own goodness, their own decency, onto the public. They project that and just can't believe that there's evil intent, because they're always told with successive approximation or incrementalism that, oh, this is being done for this reason. Even though you can go show them documents and white papers and reports that's really towards a larger goal, and the establishment admits how they're doing it incrementally and how it's authoritarian and how it's going to consolidate and how it's meant to depopulate. The average person only looks at the surface because they want to believe everything's okay. They don't want to believe there's nefarious things going on because they've been trained to be selfish themselves and believe that if they get informed or involved, that takes away from their own personal fun. That's one group of people that don't get involved. Others are just so naive because they're good people, they just can't believe it's happening. And others are too simple. Let's call them stupid, childlike, to say no to anything. And then others are very shy and a lot of times intelligent, but don't see themselves as being leaders. They almost see it as arrogant to put themselves out there, and they don't want to be troublemakers. And then there are, of course, those that are very, very wicked and crave power and control and love the fact that the public bows to them and that they take acquiescence as an excuse to only dominate and control more. Then you've got others that are intelligent but still just like to follow orders. You've got others that aren't intelligent and follow orders. Then you've got people that dream of human potential and want to see humanity empowered and who have deep empathy for our species and also a connection to God and a great vision of what we can do if we are truly unleashed together. And I know that's who you are, not as an audience, but as a group of activists that have come together. And that's why I salute you and thank you. That said, let's go ahead and get into this right now. In the next segment, I've got great examples of solutions against this. This is the COVID, part of the COVID stack today. New normal. Member of Parliament urges mandatory coronavirus vaccine to be allowed to travel. That's already been proposed by Bill Gates and the UN. Now they're just getting to the rollout point. Coronavirus second wave, which countries in Europe are experiencing a fresh spike in COVID-19 cases. Not deaths, but more testing, 90% false positive on average. That's the new normal. So it's the just having it that makes you be disappeared. It's the having it why you've got to be locked down, why your job's gone, why you've got to go into debt. Europe's second wave is here. France and the UK recorded their highest daily COVID-19 cases over the EU, warned that some countries have worse outbreaks in March than in March. Oh, and we've got to all be locked down. How it all went wrong again in Europe, a second wave grips the continent, grips it. CNN. What's gripping it is suicide and collapse and murder and death, but it doesn't matter. It's all just hype. People love hype. Tucker Carlson put out a big report we'll air later. Photos of top Democrats ignoring mass policy. Not just Feinstein, but many, many others. Meanwhile, people thought this was a joke. It's not a joke. London Pub demands no extended eye contact as part of the new corona rules. And you ask, well, where does that come from? Well, that actually comes from the UN and the British Ministry. We go to this article. They now say, look away from someone when you walk down the street. Look away when passing other people. It's the cult. Stand on one leg. Stick your thumb up your rear end. Drink the Kool-Aid. Meanwhile, Madrid explodes as police violently crack down on anti-lockdown protesters with their new martial law curfews. Boston shuts down Salt Bay Luxury Steakhouse because they didn't keep people 6 feet away at the bar. Just ridiculous, but Black Lives Matter and the communists, they're all great. And Trump spends $750 million to increase testing, ushering in lockdown 2. They'll use that to boost the numbers and say everybody's got to be locked down. That's just Trump not knowing what the left hand's doing. So that's just some of what's coming up. But let's just go ahead and play one of the videos. Here is Member of Parliament Tobias Elwood saying he wants the dangerous, unproven vaccine that they admit 100% of people get sick with the new mRNA vaccine that Gates has. They admit Gates was giving people the major diseases around the world like cancer and polio, but that's okay. You need to have this and a passport, a digital ID to travel. So here we are, past 1984, boom, it's here, and universities are already announcing it here in the U.S. Whatever globalist reservation they've got is used as an incubation center, which they then take control of and then exploit to launch the attack to take over the surrounding areas. This is an ideological takeover. Using hypochondria, hysteria, mental illness, fear, and big tech is behind it all with the Chi-Coms. So here is the member of parliament pushing the mark of the beast implantable system.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I'd like to focus on the rollout of a vaccine, which may seem a little premature given we are contemplating a second wave of the pandemic and indeed further economic intervention. But a vaccine is potentially 6 months away. China is already mass-producing a product. It's got another 10 others online as well. Oxford is heading into its phase 3 test with tens of thousands of people being tested, as are other institutions around the globe. But the scale and complexity of this challenge is up there with the D-Day landings and indeed Dunkirk. And to put it politely, Madam Deputy Speaker, we must learn the lessons of the PPE rollout, testing, track and trace. Mass vaccine rollout is an enormous responsibility, and we need to get it right. Planning must start immediately, and I have written to the Prime Minister recommending that he consider calling on the Ministry of Defence to establish a small task force led by a senior, empowered voice of authority to begin the planning and design of a draft blueprint. The armed forces have the capacity, the logistical experience, and the national reach, and are not overburdened by any current duties involving tackling COVID-19 to take on this mammoth and incredible task. And when you pause to consider what is involved, the logistics of shifting millions of refrigerated vaccines across the country, the creation of regional distribution hubs.
I don't know how this got on air, and I'm not mad at the crew, but this is just part, you know, this is whatever. This is wonderful. They downloaded it, and it was sped up. We now, in the folder, have the one that's not sped up, so we're going to suspend the transmission now, and we'll go to break, and we'll come back and play it not sped up. But listening to that, we need the military to forcibly inoculate you or you can't leave your house. So, boom. That's where this is. It's all UN-directed. We're coming. We're going to take it. This is all for a virus they own that's synthetic. Very hard to kill people unless you're overrun or run down. But now, they're coming out with even more deadly viruses, as Bill Gates promised. That's the big enchilada. Stay with us. This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but
this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8 Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
So the United Nations came out and said we want contact tracers worldwide. We want apps on your phones to buy and sell, fly on airplanes. You want to have inoculation before you're allowed to travel. And so now 6, 7, 8 months later, all across the world, exactly what the UN wants and the corporations that control it are being rolled out. Now, there is major pushback by the U.S. Attorney General, by Elon Musk, by so many others. I'll get to some of the good news in a moment. But first, let's go back to the video we were talking about. Member of Parliament Tobias Elwood urges mandatory corona vaccination to be allowed to travel. And then they'll go, oh, polls show the majority support it. Of course, those are fake polls. But regardless, doesn't matter if 51% want me to take a deadly vaccine. In a republic, I'm not forced to do that. Under common law, I'm not forced to do what the majority wants. It's my body, right? Plus, if you've taken it, you're supposedly protected then, right? Oh, but of course you're not. They've got this new mRNA vaccine that goes in and reprograms your cells and makes everyone sick, and they admit you're a guinea pig? What? From Bill Gates, our new doctor? Come on, folks! This isn't just classical tyranny. This is over-the-top ridiculous. So here's Tobias Elwood talking about the military making you take your vaccine. Here it is.
We face 6 more months of hardship, and it's absolutely right that Parliament.
It's always 6 months. Look at this little boy, this little establishment fop in here for the big globalist to keep the UK under martial law, keep everybody locked down, and everybody in a deeper debt to kill the real economy so everyone is dependent on the mega banks that are essential. This is the enemy of humanity. Let's continue. You guys able to play that?
Role in scrutinizing the executive. Madam Deputy Speaker, I'd like to focus on the rollout of a vaccine, which may seem a little premature given we are contemplating a second wave of the pandemic and indeed further economic intervention. But a vaccine is potentially 6 months away. China is already mass producing a product. It's got another 10 others online as well. Oxford is heading into its phase three tests with tens of thousands of people being tested, as are other institutions around the globe. But the scale and complexity of this challenge is up there with the D-Day landings and indeed Dunkirk. And to put it politely...
Pause again. This is on scale with World War II. They said 500,000 Brits would die, and it was 50,000. Most of those died of something else. They said 2.5 million Americans would die. It's only 200,000 now, most of those other deaths. This is a total damn hoax. And if you try to go protest it, you get arrested down the street from there. 40-something thousand people show up. Here come the police with billy clubs. This is incredible. Because they're going for broke, folks. They're bankrupting the UK because they did Brexit and got out of the New World Order. They're trying to bankrupt the U.S. because we got out. China is open for business. And now because the U.K. and the U.S. are reopening, they're doing the kabuki theater of, oh, look, it's dangerous. We can't reopen now. Let's go back to this person in Parliament in the U.K. wants the military to make you take shots before you can get on airplanes. But he says you have to stay locked down till they get the shot. That's why they want to keep moving the goalposts back to keep you under martial law. That's why Trump went, oh, no, we'll get a vaccine now to just make them shut the whole lockdown down. Let's go back to him.
Of the PPE rollout, testing, track and trace. Mass vaccine rollout is an enormous responsibility, and we need to get it right. Planning must start immediately, and I have written to the Prime Minister recommending that he consider calling on the Ministry of Defence to establish a small task force led by a senior, empowered voice of authority to begin the planning and design of a draft blueprint. The armed forces have the capacity, the logistical experience, and the national reach, and are not overburdened by any current duties involving tackling COVID-19 to take on this mammoth and incredible task. Now, when you pause to consider what is involved, the logistics of shifting millions of refrigerated vaccines across the country, the creation of regional distribution hubs, which then feed into mobile testing centres, developing a national database to track progress and issue the vaccination certificate.
Pause. This is it. This is the military, globalist, UN, pharma, tracking, surveillance, political, disappear you in the middle of the night, forced inoculation program with a vaccine they admit can hurt you or kill you to take control of your life. This is their bipartisan global crime move against you and your family. And it sets the precedent for hundreds of new vaccines to be put in your body, including the new mRNA vaccines that make you a GMO product. This is war. This is war. And he's coming with a weapon, with this poison, with this liability-protected fraud, with the military, with a voice of authority. You heard him, a strong voice of authority to come and make you do this. And when you convulse and die, they will cover it up or they will spin it. They are coming to shoot you with a deadly poison. They're coming to assault you, and you have every right to defend yourself. This is the line in the sand. The authoritarians are coming. All the games are over. All the jokes are over. We warned you. And so they trigger race war to make it look like the police are under attack, but it's really because the globalists are taking control of the police. Nobody cares when Brad Parscales walks out of his house peacefully and gets tackled by the police. Oh, that's a good thing. Because the police are following the globalist orders, then they can do no wrong. So they don't let a communist group burn down the city hall and take control of the city, but the police are bad. But the police are just like the public. They're going to follow their globalist orders. They want brownie points from CNN, even though CNN has no support. It's all about being cowards. It's all about being yes men. Look at the photo that sack of garbage Tobias Elwood put out. He put out a photo of himself looking like a lunatic, psycho child molester. He thinks he looks good there because he has no connection to reality. He doesn't know what he looks like. He looks like a power, mad, megalomaniac loon in the photo. But hey, looks to be deceiving. Maybe he's not. Oh, he wants the military to forcibly inoculate you to buy and sell and leave your house. Let's continue.
Have to be internationally recognized in order to allow travel, international travel, as well as establishing the order of who is prioritized first. Key workers, the vulnerable, teachers, for example, and then with more detailed questions.
Hey, pause again. Oh, see, who's going to be allowed to travel? Oh, you're going to have to beg for it. Oh, we're sorry. You can't get the shot. It's rationed. You can't travel now. So you're going to beg for it. Oh, please, give me the Bill Gates shot. Please, please, please.
Vaccinate the children. All these must be answered.
Yes, we know how much you like them.
Now, with the coordination of Whitehall departments, local authorities, the private sector, policing and security, as well as the military support to consider, I hope I make the case for why we need to start thinking about this now. I also believe that the biggest challenge will be in managing the transition period, potentially up to a year, when parts of our society are liberated from the threat of COVID-19 and would like to seek to return to normality, and those who have yet to be vaccinated but still subject to the continued social distancing rules.
Oh, see?
We need to get the planning right today so we can avoid...
And that will be on your app. I've got my app. I'm allowed to be out. You're not. And they'll say, you have the app? Oh, he doesn't have it. Report him. It's a new class. I've had all my shots, all 75 this year. Yes, I'm in a wheelchair. Yes, I'm dying, but I'm allowed to go outside. I'm so incredible.
Yes, Madam Deputy Speaker, there is huge scope for this going wrong if we don't start to plan now. The West,
this is a criminal that wants to come put deadly substances in your body so you can leave your house with the military. Is he a danger? Is he a threat? Yes, he's the second coming of Adolf Hitler. Tobias Elwood, and all of them are horrible little corporate demons who want total power over you and your family. You think that little monster is going to take a vaccine? Absolutely not. You think that bug-eyed monster is going to do that to himself? No, he's going to stick it in you and your children. He wants to stick it in your children.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
And now they're coming with forced inoculations that they admit are given liability protection and make you real sick and don't even protect you. And the guy that architected it all, Bill Gates, ran the Wuhan lab with Fauci developing the very virus. And then communist China comes out and brags they've used it to defeat America and shut us down, and they're wide open for business. And their leftist cohorts are doing it to bring us down. And the Democrats say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. They say America sucks. Cloward and Piven. They want to bankrupt things to make you dependent. They can't compete with capitalism, so they want to wreck it and then own it for themselves. So you just heard our attorney general say that this is the greatest form of oppression since slavery, because that's what it is. And you just heard the British member of parliament say, we're going to have the military with strong force make you take this. And then those that don't can't travel anymore and can't leave your house. But we're going to make you beg for the vaccine. It's going to take a long time for you to get it so you can even travel, period. This is called being held hostage. It's called being a captive. And notice, I warned everybody, I said, all the censorship isn't just for me. It's going to be for all of you. That's going to be for nationalist and pro-freedom leaders. And now they're shutting down Trump, Bolsonaro, and others. Boris Johnson at first came out against the lockdown, but then the Chinese bots and the media all hit him, and he flipped. So did the Governor Greg Abbott. And so we're not just being led into normal tyranny. We're being led into a super high-tech, ultra-evil system where they are putting God knows what. I mean, we already know with the mRNA vaccines, 100% get sick, 20% go to the hospital. And that's just what's happening right away. I mean, you want me to play Bill Gates admitting 100% get sick? And he says, we're never reopening. It starts giggling. And even the CBS lady looks sick because she's figuring it out. What good's all that money, lady, when your kids are going to be sterilized and you're going to be mentally retarded? So you wonder what's wrong with the public. The same globalists have been putting fluoride in our water since the late 40s. All the studies show that hydrofluorosilicic acid lowers IQ, lowers fertility. Gives you kidney cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, bladder cancer, bone cancer. You think I'm just saying this? Harvard did 25 studies over the decade and said conclusively hydrofluorosilicic acid should be taken out. But is it out? No, they're increasing the level. You think Bill Gates drinks that fluoride? He needs you dumbed down to be above you. He's supposedly an elitist, so he needs you to be dumbed down and poisoned so he can feel better than you. So you just heard the Attorney General. Here's Elon Musk. It's a podcast interview. We're going to get these clips cut out. It's a 45-minute long podcast. We'll have it by the time Paul Watson comes on. But let me just read you what he had to say. Because I get mad at Musk with some of his, you know, brain chip stuff and then all the rest of it. But that's voluntary if you want to get the brain chip from Elon Musk. At least he's got it right on COVID-19. Infowars.com article. Elon Musk says COVID-19 vaccine for his family. Elon Musk says no COVID-19, no COVID-19 vaccine for his family. Blast knucklehead Bill Gates. SpaceX Tesla founder Elon Musk has said that neither he nor his family will likely take future coronavirus vaccines, even though they are readily available, saying the pandemic has diminished his faith in humanity. Speaking during a podcast interview with Kara Swisher, 49-year-old Musk stated that neither he nor his children are at risk of COVID-19, therefore should he be ultimately need to the vaccine, so therefore he should not need it. He went on to say it's unlikely. This is a no-win situation. It has diminished my faith in humanity, the whole thing, the irrationality of people in general, because it statistically is very hard to die from it. He also described lockdowns across the globe, and the U.S. in particular, having previously referred to them as unethical and de facto house arrest. Well, that's what it is. Musk said widespread lockdowns were a mistake, and only at-risk people should quarantine until the storm passes. See, the storm's never going to pass. When pressed about the risk of his own employees and their families, with Swisher asking, what if someone dies, Musk pithily replied, everybody dies. We've been making cars this entire time, and it's been great. He said of the Tesla keeping its factory doors open in defiance of lockdown rules. Remember? It was all supposed to be 15 days. Oh, we're now 8 months in. Which at one point prompted the irate response from Musk and even a lawsuit against Alameda County. He added that SpaceX has been fully operational throughout the pandemic thanks to the national security clearance. And, of course, no one's died at his factories. It's all made up. For this entire thing, we did not skip a day. We had national security clearance because we're doing national security work. We sent astronauts to space station and back. Us also took aim at Bill Gates, highlighting that his fellow billionaire criticism of lockdown skeptics are unfounded and misplaced in Musk's case. Gates said something about me not knowing what I was doing. It's like, hey, knucklehead, we actually make a vaccine machines for CureVac, the company you've invested in, Musk explained, referring to the fact that Tesla manufacturer machines and CureVac. The entrepreneur also noted that works closely with Harvard epidemiology teams, which is currently working on a COVID-19 antibody studies. So that's another home run for Elon Musk. Meanwhile, coming up next hour, I'm going to open the phones up. And we have several special guests that are going to be joining us. I'll tell you about next hour. But here's more solution. Not just standing up and speaking out, taking action. Minnesota rep says he exposed Ilhan Omar's cash for votes allegations. It's a Kit Daniels article. Because FBI stonewalled him. And we're all being safe. Saying allegations, it's like saying, you know, there's an allegation that a pine tree has pine needles or that bears live in the woods. I mean, it's a fact. It's pouring in. New video of the cash payoffs taking place and more next hour. But the point was, the FBI refused to investigate it and even said it does not exist. Democrat election fraud does not exist. And Hitler didn't have a mustache either. So that's all coming up. But please remember, you're awake. You know what's going on. The enemy's trying to suppress and censor everyone. When you word of mouth take the live feed, from Infowars.com. We have a headline up there today about live election coverage starts now. and you share it and say, here's the forbidden coverage you're not supposed to see. Please check it out. If you like it, share it. And humans understand that innately, that how to get around censorship and how to communicate information. So now more than ever, share that live link from newswars.com or 2020electioncenter.com. Those URLs don't get censored as much. Or right from the old Infowars.com with the headline. Exclusive live coverage of the first Trump-Biden presidential debate is live. Click below and share. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Owen Schroyer, Deanna Lorraine, Robert Barnes, Harrison Smith, Infowars reporters on the ground in Cleveland, and many others are providing live, up-to-the-date, up-to-the-minute coverage. Share this broadcast if you want to defeat the globalist. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, I would get prepared. We've got some really exciting news here for everybody. I've really been pushing hard that everybody needs to get storable food, whether Trump wins or loses. They're shutting down the world economy. Supply chains are breaking down. It was taking 8 weeks for folks to get storable food. We had the factories, had the food, but had to get it packaged. Now it's about a week for delivery. We have it ready to ship to you in high-quality containers, high-quality food, the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for high-quality food. Well, folks got mad that at InfoWarsStore.com we had all their specials, all their catalog, already the lowest still you're going to get, but the special we were offering was a water filter, an air filter, and then a small three-month supply. I said, okay, I heard you, listeners, so the new special runs until Monday, and then it's over. The other special just ended. New week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com, our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible on food, has led to new ways to save, preparing for you and your family for what's coming next. The last 7 days, we worked together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need for an emergency. And here they are. $150 off the three-month supply. That is extended. Here's the new ones. $300 off on a six-month supply, the already lowest price out there for high-quality food. $600 off a one-year food supply. $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter. And $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Pack Charger and 28 LED room light. So they are selling this very close to their cost and putting, again, some money in for us to fund our operation. $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Pack Charger and 28 LED room light. That's an amazing deal. $300 off six-month food supply. $600 off one-year food supply. 40% off Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filtration System. That is an incredible deal on that pitcher. Cleans your water, just thousands of gallons, and it's a very, very low price already. They have just slashed the bone. This is an unprecedented special. Preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com. There's also a phone number there on the site. I'm out of time, but when I plug it again for radio listeners, I'll give you that number. Preparewithalex.com. And we have the other big special, InfoWars Emergency Election Total Blowout. In case they shut everything down, we're trying to bring the funds in to operate into the future. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.